But listen, you're just opting not to flick the switch to allow the power to flow. In the same way that when you flick a light switch, the energy is not created by the switch, but rather released and allowed to flow by the switch. This book is the switch. It's not so ridiculous that we would assume that what we desire the most is to be found externally. I mean, virtually everything else we need certainly is. Food, air, water, heat, shelter, they're all external elements. And logically, we assume that this theory applies to everything else in life that's worth having. The need for external components and attachments, such as money, material possessions, and even love, are all demands of a part of the human mind called the ego. Now, when most people talk about the ego, they're normally referring to behavioral traits revolving around the traditional definition and understanding of the word. Ego is mostly considered to be a temporary expression of an overinflated self-confidence, demonstrated as conceit, selfishness, and self-importance. The ego is so much more than that narrow band of negative patterns, and yet that doesn't mean there is a good side to it. No aspect of ego can be viewed in any sort of positive light or considered an advantage to the human existence. The ego is the little part of our psychological makeup that is, well, there's no other way to say this. Quite frankly, it's insane. Nobody is free of it, not even the most enlightened being. We all have differing strengths of ego, and ergo according levels of insanity, that present themselves in a myriad of different ways that we might label as character traits or personality. The first thing you should know about this part of you is that the ego cannot ever be satisfied. It can only ever be sedated temporarily. Like a naughty child at an all-you-can-eat ice cream factory, it will always want more, no matter how much it gets, even if more of what you're craving in the long run is detrimental to your well-being. It's for this reason alone that giving a person the exact amount of money that they have declared will bring peace is only effective as a temporary sticking plaster solution to the problems. Very soon, reasons why that amount was too conservative to begin with start to emerge. Unhappiness, pain, and misery are human emotions created directly by the ego to manipulate a desired response. These painful feelings are generated by the thinking mind when it doesn't get what it wants, but also, rather illogically, also directly as the result of giving it exactly what it wants too. Such is the insanity of the ego. Your ego can achieve peace only for the tiniest fragment of time. Normally, immediately after you give it what it wants. For the briefest of moments, it affords you a small break from the insanity and stops relentlessly punishing and manipulating you. When the sedation begins to fade, the ego reawakens, as ravenous as a grizzly bear stirring from a long hibernation. It demands more of what you gave it before, but this time 10 times stronger, and will not accept anything but your capitulation, sending massive pain in the form of 100 different negative emotions such as jealousy, low self-esteem, and self-loathing until it gets what it desires. This is exactly why 95% of diets fail. Trying to arm wrestle the egoic mind into submission with a technique incorrectly labeled as willpower is like trying to move a mountain with a spoon. Nobody has ever achieved anything with willpower, because it's an oxymoron. There is actually no power involved in it at all. The ego cannot be strong-armed into submission by defiance. It has you outgunned on every level. Your ego has the power to cause you pain beyond your wildest nightmares, and it isn't afraid to use it. The only way you achieve anything of significance in life and beat the discontentment of the ego is by harnessing the divine power of the subconscious. At this level of being, you are capable of limitless joy. Anything and everything is possible without the need for anything to make it possible. From contentment to perfection and everything in between, your subconscious mind has the power to deliver it to you. What you believe about yourself in this state dictates what appears in your life. If at an unconscious level you no longer believe that you are a smoker, then you will stop smoking. Nothing your ego throws at you will either hurt or make the slightest impact on your journey to your goal. Its delivery is as certain as